Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 9 of John chapter 1. Speaking of Jesus, "This was the true light that coming into the world enlightens every person. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not accept him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name."
Salvation refers to the freedom that is gained when the Lord rescues someone and makes that person part of his family. This statement often evokes many questions. If I try to live morally, won't God accept me? Questions like this assume that the Lord saves us on the basis of how we live. But Romans 3, verse 10 says, "There is no righteous person, not even one." Holy God will not have dealings with unrighteous people. In other words, those who haven't trusted in Christ. What's more, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 specifies that salvation is by grace through faith. It is the gift of God and not a result of works. Won't the Lord accept me because of his goodness? God is loving and good, but he's also just and cannot overlook sin. Pride makes us reject the idea that we need forgiveness. If I serve or help others in God's name, aren't I a part of his family? Good works are wonderful, but they don't reconcile us to God. Acts of service are an important result of salvation rather than the basis for it. Verse 12 of today's scripture passage shows that receiving Christ is the way to be in God's family. Salvation is a work of divine grace, not the product of man's effort. Thankfully, when we respond to the Holy Spirit's prompting and believe in Jesus, we're born again as God's children. Then, we can rest assured.